Chapter 18. In a moment, the town was swarmed with reporters, photographers, and camera vans. The reporters jostled Sally out of the way as they descended onto McQueen, asking him questions a mile a minute. One reporter barked, "Did you have a nervous breakdown, McQueen? Look, McQueen's wearing white walls. Are your tires prematurely balding?" "Stickers?" Sally called. "McQueen?" But her voice was lost in the confusion of the crowd. "McQueen," shouted a TV reporter, "will you still race for the Piston Cup?" "Sally," McQueen called. "Sally? Sally!" He searched for the Porsche, but he couldn't find her in the chaos. Just then, a truck horn blared. It was Mac. He drove toward McQueen, shoving reporters out of his way.
"You're here," Mac cried.
His voice was thick with tears.
"Thank the manufacturers you're alive. Oh, you are a sight for sore headlights. I'm so sorry I lost you, boss. I'll make it up to you."
Mac unhooked the trailer and held back the press so that McQueen could get inside. "Mac," McQueen said in a dazed voice, "I can't believe you're here."
"Is that the world's fastest racing machine?" boomed a familiar voice.
"Is that Harv?" McQueen asked.
"Yeah, he's in the back," Mac replied.
Then Mac turned to the reporters.
"Get back, you oil-thirsty parasites!"
"Harv," McQueen called into the trailer. "Harv?"
"Kid, I'm over here."
A speakerphone slid easily from the side of the trailer. "How you doing, buddy?" McQueen asked into the microphone.
"I'm doing great," Harv exclaimed. "You're everywhere, radio, TV, the papers. What do you need me for?"
Then the agent's voice turned serious.
"That's just a figure of speech. You signed a contract. Where are you? I can't even find you on my GPS.
"I'm in this little town called Radiator Springs," McQueen explained excitedly. "You know, Highway 66? It's still here."
"Yeah, great, kiddo," Harv said, cutting off McQueen. "Playtime is over, pal. While the world's been trying to find you, Dynaco's had nobody to woo." "Who they gonna woo?"
McQueen knew the answer to that one. "Chick."
"Bingo," Harv said. "Mac, roll the tape."
The TV screen glowed blue, showing footage of Chick standing next to Tex Dynaco. Chick was surrounded by reporters and gorgeous female fans. He even had a new dark thundercloud with a giant C painted on him.
"Show us the thunder," the reporters begged.
"Yeah, give us the thundercloud."